The Power FM Brekkie Show.
How scary does this sound?
Good start.
Pilotless planes.
Yeah, jumping in your Boeing 747 and when, you know, the pilot does that speech halfway through the flight.
This is your captain speaking. We're currently approaching Melbourne.
Instead of hearing that, you hear like Siri's voice. Welcome to your flight. I think that's what Boeing's looking at.
Oh, they certainly are. And you know what? I think this would scare the absolute crap out of me.
Would it?
Yeah. I mean, look, I know Google and Tesla have both been trialing driverless cars for a while.
Yeah.
And like they haven't had a great track record
with
what's happened with those driverless cars.
Yeah.
A few accidents along the way.
Yeah.
People have passed away. I don't think like putting people in the sky in a giant plane is a good idea without a pilot.
I'm torn with this one, Jules. I really am because I don't know what the stats are. Like I know a huge percentage of vehicle accidents on the road, it's just human error.
Yeah.
And if you can eliminate human error, you're going to eliminate a lot of crash. I don't know if it's a similar statistic with aircraft. I would imagine that the majority of issues with aircraft would mean mechanical failure. That's what I would have thought rather than human error. But basically, a lot of aircraft can already fly themselves to a degree. They can take off by themselves, they can land by themselves, they can maintain level flight, but they still have the pilot in there making sure everything...
To oversee everything's going all right.
...is okay. So if you take away that pilot element...
I just think of... Exactly. I mean, I think of that incident where it was the pilot, his name was Sully.
Oh, yeah.
And he landed the plane in the Houston River.
Yeah.
Because birds got stuck in the engines, or the propellers.
Yeah.
The propellers were out. And he managed to land it. If that was like, and there's no way a computer would have figured out what to do there.
Well, that's one of the, like, so Boeing's looking very serious at this and they're looking at different options. And they've said one of the big things, one of the boxes they would need to tick before they'd even consider making it happen is whether or not they could have, and they've used that exact story as an example, whether or not they could have artificial intelligence that was that smart that it would look at all options at all times and go, engine failure here, river there, that's safest option, here we go. And that's the. And I don't know if that's even possible, Jules. How smart have we made computers? And that's scary in itself, isn't
it? Well, yeah.
If those computers are that smart.
You start throwing the term artificial intelligence around and, you know, I just think of robots taking over the earth.
Yeah.
And purposely flying planes into the ocean.
Yeah, no, and we don't want that.
To wipe out the human race.
And not just that, Jules. What about the poor old pilots? There goes their income, replaced by machines. That's just the way of the world these days, isn't it?
Oh, you've got self-serve checkouts. You've got pretty much self-serve everything, don't you?
Self-flying aircraft. Anyway, it's interesting, Jules. I reckon, I think it's not out of the question for there to be self-flying planes in, I reckon, the next 20 years. That's my estimation.
Well, I'm not volunteering to get in one of the first flights.
You'll stick to road travel, you reckon, if that's the case.
Yeah, thank you.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.